Did you know that after the Mongols tried to destroy Islam and kill tens of millions of Muslims, they eventually became Muslims themselves? You see, Genghis Khan began his rule of the Mongol Empire in 1206 after he united the Mongol tribes under one flag. He then proceeded to conquer the neighboring tribes to the east, massacring and burning everything in his path until he finally reached the Muslim Khwarizmian Empire. And then he swallowed that too. It was a disaster for the Muslims and everyone else in the region. Cities were burned, entire populations were massacred, and some estimates say that Genghis Khan is responsible for killing over 40 million people, which was 10% of the world population at the time. It seemed like the end of the world, and some people thought that the Mongols must have been Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and that the day of judgment was just about to happen. But then, in 1227, Genghis Khan suddenly died, and the armies retreated back to Mongolia to choose the next Khan. Eventually, Genghis Khan's empire was split between the families of his sons, and one split in particular became extremely important to the Muslims. In the Mongol province called the Golden Horde, one of Genghis Khan's grandsons by the name of Berke was staying in the Muslim city of Bukhara, the same city that Imam Bukhari is from. In 1252, he met a Muslim caravan and began questioning them about their faith. Berke was so impressed with what he heard, he decided to become a Muslim and even convinced his brother Tukh Timur to become Muslim as well. 5 years later, Berke became the new leader of the Golden Horde, and many of the elites became Muslim with him. Then, in 1313, another Mongol leader by the name of Özbek Khan, who had also converted to Islam because of another merchant from Bukhara, changed the state religion to Islam and brought the entire Golden Horde to Islam. Eventually, these Mongol Muslims would go on to build empires in India, such as the Mughals and the Tughlaqs, and because of them, hundreds of millions of Pakistani and Bengali and Indian Muslims are with us today. And it was all because of those merchants from Bukhara who gave da'wah to the same Mongols who had just destroyed them not long before. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.